So, a lot of y'all may remember this guy. All right. Oh man. This guy, for those of y'all that remember and y'all was tuned into this live stream, this guy, I was kind of laughing at his cover photos because the cover photos was pretty funny. And I remember him because I did a review video that y'all had sent me where he was basically complaining about the idea that he had got complacent. He had worked at a place for so many years. He knew that it had been rounds of layoffs that had been happening all over all of these years. And then he was basically complaining about the fact that he got laid off and that he couldn't find a job, right? So he wasn't proactive. He didn't take care of business. But now he's saying that he's complaining that he's not getting the jobs that he wants because he's older and he's a little bit more heavy set. Okay. He's older and he's a little bit more heavy set. All right. So, again, I like to give I like to give credit to the content creators. His name is The Fading Man. Yo, this guy is so negative that it's even in his name. His name is called The Fading Man. And you are what you attract. You know how us at the Bag Chasers, make sure y'all tap into the Patreon, link is in the description. You know how us and the Bag Chasers, that when we show up to something, oh man, get it, let's take care of business, we push each other. I'm assuming that this guy probably attracts a demographic of people that's probably on the other end of the spectrum that's negative. Because all of his titles is, I'm too fat, I'm too big, I'm too old, I'm too bald, I'm too complacent. I'm two. Meanwhile, the other guy that's Hispanic, and this is why, again, I keep telling y'all, stop comparing yourselves based off of identity politics and the color of your skin and all of that stuff, because it's going to be people on a different end of the spectrum, to, you know, regardless of where you at, right? So this guy is a white man, for example, and he's supposed to be winning, right? Because it's all white people. But he's sitting here complaining about the fact that he ain't got no money, he jobless, he older, and he ain't putting no effort. And now he's saying that he feel like he too fat to be able to get a job. Okay, apparently, I don't know. We're gonna review it. We're gonna watch it, take care of it. Again, always like to give a shout out to the content creators. Make sure y'all check out their channel. If y'all like their content, go and subscribe. His name is called The Fade Man. Let's get to it, y'all.
Folks, so I've been posting videos about being laid off and trying to find a job and not being able to get a job. And I can't tell you how many comments I've gotten about my weight on my videos. And I swear I must have the opposite of anorexia. I believe that I look better than I do.
Let's continue.
Because, you guys keep reminding me how heavy I am, and that's probably one of the reasons why I'm not getting a job. Well, I'm 6 foot tall and I weigh 350 pounds.
Y'all just so proud of yourselves. Y'all so proud of y'all. Y'all are so proud of yourselves and how bad y'all out here being. This dude is basically Shaq. He's heavier than Shaq. Jesus Christ. Y'all just so proud of yourself. Y'all like, and listen, don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the content because we can definitely use this in order to have conversations about. But y'all just feel so comfortable just talking about how bad y'all out here doing and stuff. Y'all don't be feeling shame like, oh, I gotta get myself together. I gotta go get on the grind. Let's hustle. And listen, I'm not saying that you gotta be perfect, but I am saying that you gotta be putting in effort and grinding and hustling, even if you're not talking about it behind the scenes. I would imagine that you've identified stuff about yourself that you can control and that you're working on. You just, oh, I'm 350 pounds. What? I look better than I ever looked. I'm 350 pounds. What? What are you talking about? Anyways, and then people are getting on him because they see him complaining and they say, listen, man, you got to lose weight. And when people say you got to lose weight or when people is telling them this stuff, I don't think it's just because of the employer. I think, you know, when you progress in your life, whether you get more money, whether you losing weight, whether you becoming, you know, you getting the stuff that you want, you get more confidence. You see what I'm saying? You become a lot more confident about you are. And so a lot of times it's not just, okay, well, the employer won't hire you because they're weight discriminating. They can tell all over you that you're not a good, productive employee. And so it may be because, oh, okay, well, he don't fit the description or what we want over here in our culture. So it's not just weight discrimination. It's also the fact that, let me listen to the video. I'm going to listen to the video first.
30 years ago, I was 6 foot tall and weighed 185 pounds. So working all these years behind a desk has, you know, not been good for me. I've just gained weight steadily over the years. And one of the reasons why is because people were always bringing in donuts.
So wait a minute, dog. Hold on, hold on. Because listen, regardless of what your lot is in life and regardless of what you do or what your financial situation is, you're not going to sit here and tell me that they forced some donuts into your mouth. Or they forced you when you got off of work from doing your 8-hour shift of not going to the gym and instead going to sit on the couch and being a couch potato. Come on, man. Come on, man. This is modern woman activity. It's a single baby mama activity. They force the donuts into your mouth, and it's their fault for continuing to bring donuts into the office. Come on, bro. Oh, man. Come on, bro.
I'm setting them right in front of my desk, it seems, or candy. And, you know, I mean, it's just really easy to gain weight when you're working a sedentary job. And the truth be known, is I never knew that weight discrimination in the workplace or in the hiring process ever existed.
That's like, that's the reason why. I'm gonna let this play. I'm gonna let him play out. I'm gonna let him rock out for a while. But that's like saying weight discrimination when it comes to dating. People got preferences. I'm okay. Listen, I'm okay if people say, listen, I don't want to hire you because you a smoker. Or I don't want to hire you because you could cause problems when it comes to our insurance bills or whatever it is. Like, come on, man. You got to get out of the victim Olympics and you got to grind, bro.
Why is because I've always worked around a lot of fat people.
I'm sorry. I just got to stop. I'm going to let the video play. Oh, my God. This is so stupid. What are we doing? This is a 55-year-old man that has not taken responsibility for his life.
I've always been a paper pusher. I've always worked behind a desk. I've always, most of the people that I worked with were overweight. So it never occurred to me that weight discrimination was ever an issue. So anyhow, I want to show you just a few of the many comments I've gotten about my weight.
This one says, get in shape and everything will fall into place and stop eating. Go to the gym. Apparently, they think that that is the reason why I'm not getting hired. Well, some people are just trying to be helpful, like this person who writes, sir, I know from experience that HR people living in their power bubble will look for any excuse to avoid hiring you. They'll look at an overweight man and think, if he's not even disciplined enough to avoid overeating, why should I believe that he would be disciplined enough to do a good job for our company? Please avoid the processed sugars and go for a run every day until you're hired.
I believe in shaming. I believe in shaming. I know a lot of y'all only want to be positive the whole time, but you just got to tell people the truth sometimes. Honest to God.
So this person writes, what you can do is lose weight. It is the best way to become healthy. Also, it would improve your appearance. Whenever you feel good and look well, you become more attractive. You want to attract people to you. Your attractiveness is important in your personal and professional life and because of your age. Look, you have to be 3 times better than someone who is much younger than you are. Become a savage. It is your responsibility to take control of your life. Find YouTube videos for workout beginners who can start exercising in their home and taking walks outdoors every day.
Hey, these people is being real. These people is really holding them down and being real with them. I can respect that.
Change your diet. There are videos for that as well. You have to put in the work instead of whining about life not going as planned. It should be expected that life is not always going to go as planned. What is important is how you respond to it.
That's some real junk.
well, apparently this person thinks that I'm not getting hired because of my weight, because that's what the whole comment was about.
He literally missed the whole point. He missed the entire point of what the person was trying to tell him. He missed the entire point. And see, this is the mentality, and this is why I be so frustrated with people when I talk about black culture or money or relationships or all of this stuff. And I say, hey, man, listen, we got to stop making excuses. Take accountability. Fix your neighborhood. Take control of your kids. Get some self-control. Go get your bag up. Get more discipline when it comes to the things that you buy and you nickel and dime your money everywhere. It's the system that's set up against me. Or, oh, man, it's always her fault. Every single time, it's always her fault. And I'm like, it ain't never your fault. It's all the women that you haven't talked to in your entire life. And so this is the same mentality. They miss the message. And you can give them all of the encouragement. You can say everything that you want to say to them. But I think that sometimes people just need to fail in order for them to go through it. Either you're going to sink or swim. Even animals know. Listen, the birds, they're going to drop their little birdies. They're going to be off. If you don't fly, then that's just the end of it. At some point, you're going to have to get out there and hunt on your own. It's going to be a rite of passage. The weaklings falter and they become food for the strong. Or you're going to get out there and you're going to survive and you're going to thrive. And so he missed the whole message, no matter how positive the person was that was telling him. He missed the whole message and what it takes in order to be successful.
So the comment sections on my videos are filled with comments like these. So after reading your comments, I wanted to find out if weight discrimination was really a real thing in the workplace. And so I did a little research. So what I found is obese people are discriminated against during the hiring process and at the workplace. And the reason why is because there are a lot of stereotypes about obese people.
It's not a stereotype.
Such as obese people are lazy, they lack self-discipline, they're unconscientious, they're unmotivated, they're just going to get sick and start calling off all the time. Obese people are less likely to be regarded as leaders, they're less likely to be promoted.
Correct.
Obese women are less likely to get customer-facing positions.
Correct.
And I found one study that showed that 45% of employers say that they are actually less likely to recruit obese people. So
where is the stereotype and where is the truth part? Because I don't hear anything that's a stereotype. I hear everything to be real. That's a real thing.
And also, obese people are a lot more likely to experience bullying at work. And the heavier you are, the worse the bullying. The next thing I wanted to find out is weight discrimination legal in the United States?
Weight discrimination.
So what I found is weight discrimination is legal in the United States. There are no federal laws prohibiting it. However, there are a couple places such as Michigan and some cities like Urbana and San Francisco that do prohibit weight discrimination. However, if you can prove that being skinny is necessary to do the job, you can be exempt from those laws. And I also found that because there are no federal laws against weight discrimination, there have been some places who've tried to tie it into disability laws, but judges are really hesitant to do that, partly because they see obesity as being a choice. So that's not working either. So after reading your comments and doing my own research, I tried to think back to see if there was ever a time when I knew that I was being discriminated against because of my weight. And there was one time when I do feel that I was discriminated against because of my weight. And it was when I applied for a job as a line cook at a restaurant.
Listen, you know that the world is messed up when you have white men that are 6 feet tall claiming discrimination based off of their weight. No, listen. I seen a video that I haven't done a review yet, but I'm still thinking about it. I seen a video where Disney has become so woke to where Disney basically, they got Disney insiders, HR, vice presidents, and all of that, that basically say that they are not looking to hire white men. They are not looking to hire white men because they became so woke. So just based off of the color of the skin, it's a reverse discrimination against the color. That's something you can't control. This is different. We have a 6 foot white man that is telling us that he's being discriminated against because he can't have any self-control when it comes to what he's putting in his mouth and he weighs over 350 pounds. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. No way, no how. At all. Listen, I've seen a lot of things, but I've never ever seen a 6 foot white man say he's being discriminated against based off of the fact that he's heavy. Maybe he should go and apply to be a trainer too, and maybe we should hire him for that. And then he could feel like he's being discriminated against based off of his weight. Or did you meet the criteria of the job, sir? Jesus Christ.
So I applied for a job as a line cook at this nice restaurant, and I applied for it because it was just going to be a filler job for me.
Y'all said it's racism, or maybe it's racism. Is this weightsism? Oh, this is weightsism. Oh my God, this is so dumb. I expect for that word to become a thing too in the future.
I was going to take it until I got something better. Also, the job paid pretty well, and they didn't require any experience. The job description said that they would train you. So I get a call for an interview, and I'm thinking, oh great, I'm going to get this job. And when I get to the interview, they set me down at a table and tell me to wait for the manager. So 15 minutes later, the manager finally arrives and the interview begins. And he asks me general questions, and I answer his questions fine, and we seem to be getting along. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get this job, you know. And, you know, I wanted the job at the time, so I was happy about that. But the manager, during the interview, the manager asked me to get up and to come with him to the back of the kitchen. And when I got up, he kind of looked me over and saw my belly.
Except he not going to be eating all of the waffles. No, sir. You're not. This is not an all-you-can-eat bacon place. Maybe it was at Wendy's. Maybe they made Baconators. I don't know, bro. He said he looked him over and he's seen his belly. Bro, why is your belly? Anyways, that's crazy, man. That is really crazy.
And said, are you going to be able to stand on your feet all day? And I said, yeah. But when he said that, I kind of knew that I wasn't going to get this job. And how I know that this is weight discrimination is because he showed me the two other line cooks in the restaurant, and they were obviously over the age of 50, and both of them were skinny. So I know that I was being discriminated against because of my weight and not age. So I sort of forgot about this incident because it was just a filler job, and it really never made an impact in my life. And it was early in my job search, so I thought that I was going to get another job easily. I just sort of blew off the incident as this guy is just a jerk. So in conclusion, it's very...
So he the jerk. Okay.
Knowing that weight discrimination does occur all the time in the United States. However, there are no federal laws against it, and there are very few protections against it. And yes, I have experienced weight discrimination before. So if you like this video, please give it a like.
Hey, y'all go ahead and show the fading man some love, man. I like to shout out the content creators and show love to the content creators. This is insane, bro. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is your show for the day. I told y'all we're not going to do a whole 2 hours. I just wanted to tap in with y'all and kick it with y'all, bro. You said the NBA did a height determination against the height discrimination against you. Jesus.